Chapter 5, Crystal Chalice. Kara's demeanor shifted almost entirely as she entered the back door of her home. She had not spoken since leaving the law firm, even when she got into the car where Ragel was waiting. She hugged her dog, started the car, and drove directly out of the hubbub of the city to her home on the island. Ragel seemed to know that quiet was the intention. He lay quietly on the front seat with his head on the console, eyes looking up at Kara during the 30-minute ride. No sound, except that of the outside traffic, commotion, and clamor of the typical urban commotion. Crossing over the long, low, narrow bridge and feeling the slower movement of the consistent ease of waves flowing caused Kara to drop further into her driver's seat. Inadvertently, she let out a deep sigh as she reached the less tumultuous section of the city. She reached up to the visor and pressed the garage door button. Pulling straight in, she avoided her usual action of opening the back hatch door for Ragel before parking the car at its safe and comfortable base. He seemed to understand. As the garage door closed behind them, both Kara and Ragel climbed out the driver's side door. Kara left her briefcase behind. After placing her purse and keys on the black shelf at the door, Kara walked directly into the living room. Only the tick-tock of the cheap, large, round clock on the hallway wall was perceptible. Good, she thought. Stillness. Finally, some real tranquility. And in a safe place. Kara breathed deeply with an audible exhale. A small crystal-stemmed glass sat alone on the large round coffee table in the middle of the room. Kara loved the look, feel, and sound of authentic crystal, an enjoyment she held in common with her best friend, Leah. It was 2 years now. 2 years since Leah died. Today was her birthday, September 9th. 9 more days until Kara's birthday on the 18th. 9 was their number. Leah's premature death left Kara cold. Most of the time she held the outrage, vexation, and anger to less than a boiling point, staying in a dispirited manner regarding Leah's death at the hands of the oncologists seemed a less volatile way of dealing with a situation over which she had little control. If only I could have been more emphatic and forceful in my plea for her to shift from the toxic drugs and radiation which poisoned her to death, Kara thought. Then she caught herself deriding herself through her own thought process. Stop it. Stop it right now, Kara said out loud. She made her choice. Now live with it. The bargain basement loud tick-tock bellowed 5 chimes like the sound of a death knell. Quite appropriate, Kara thought. The crystal sat alone on a small violet cloth that supported only the perfectly rounded base of the slightly sphered sipping circle that sounded a clear humming tone when touched. The indentations of the carvings sparkled in reflection of the amber liquid encompassing a small section of the lowest surface of the inside of the crystal glass goblet. The smell was unmistakable. Irish whiskey. Jameson's. Last evening, Kara had poured two shots of Leah's favorite, one for Leah and one for her spirit. Then, the strangest thing happened. As Kara reached for the glass, she noticed a large spider. It had four legs on the table and the other four appendages resting on the base of the crystal goblet. The spider stayed there all evening. Kara knew that she should not move that spider by lifting the small crystal chalice. She nodded a blessing and felt a warmth of protection. Yes, she had lit the fireplace, which pleasantly composed the room, but this feeling differed. Kara left the crystal chalice with its attendant guardian and decided to do a short, mindful meditation to align her physical and mental bodies. After some relaxation, she would finish her chores and go off to bed, knowing that she would sleep soundly. Kara closed her eyes, moved her attention to her abdomen, and fixed attention on her diaphragmatic breathing. Within moments, her heart rate and blood pressure had dropped. Physiologically, she was in a contemplative state with her central nervous system calmed and quieted. She felt a presence. With great ease, Kara sensed Leah's spirit. As Kara settled into an hypnotic serenity, Leah's essence transformed into an immense iridescent flaming red arachnid. The vision of this extraordinary spider reminded Kara of the Mayan deity of war, also known as the Tihuacan, spider woman and great goddess, an earth goddess of fertility and death. These pyramids are known as the Way of the Dead, and they appear to be over 6,000 years old. Kara felt a coolness in her hands. She was holding a crystal chalice. As she focused on the coolness of the crystal, the chalice emerged into a large golden chalice. Kara, this was the chalice she had seen in visions for many years. She had a strong familiarity and connection with this precious golden cup. A beam of light was increasing in intensity from within the goblet. The temperature was escalating and a humming vibration was erupting. Kara heard the sound, Abi, resounding. She listened intently. Abi. Abi. The resonance was that of a crystal bowl being stroked majestically. This type of sound has a power to create order out of chaos. Somehow this channeled experience warmed and calmed Kara. Her vision shifted. A tranquil and serene sleep took over. She drifted so easily into a relaxed physical condition. Ragel's sigh was indicative of the feeling of peace that encompassed the entire room. She slept well and arose later than usual. Then the spider on the base of the crystal was gone.